ambiguous at all. It's simply a response to what we do, following its own rules, with absolute impeccable impartiality that makes it the most hard, most rigid of bureaucrats look like a bleeding heart. Do this, the earth gets hotter. Do that and it won't. Those are the rules, says nature, looking at its watch, stifling all your orders and leans back in its office chair. It's entirely up to you. I really don't mind either way. The truth is that we and our loved ones, all our achievements, our societies, our cultures, our histories, all of the things we value and treasure and give our life meaning, are just a tiny outgrowth on the surface of a ball of rock that doesn't even know we're there. The question is, how do we help the poor, fragile earth? Or how do we mend the wounded web of nature? The earth is fine, nature is in perfect health. The real question is a much simpler one. Do we want to be here or not?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chris. Now, there's only one wonderful, especially wonderful reader left, and just before she comes on, I would like to give yourselves an enormous cheer for making it to this point in the evening in the underpass in Waterston's Beach. Big cheer! Thank you very, 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 very much. Well done. You will never have had an event like this. This is going to be, this has been an intense day, this has been an intense week. Not all of it will be immediately springing to mind. You won't remember all of it immediately. But there'll be a word, there'll be a phrase, there will be things that come back to you in a week, in a month, in a year. The thing about words is that they sink in. They sink in like water. They go everywhere the way that water goes. And they stay with you. It's why dictators, politicians, they hate true, strong words that have meaning, because they cannot defeat them. And they are with you. And they are burning in you. They are the secret that you walk around with that keeps you powerful. When they tell you that language has no meaning and no power and no strength, you know different. You know it affects change. You know you are part of that change. And a wonderful example of burning language affecting change and bringing joy and reminding us that life is worth living. We are trying to save life because it is beautiful and joyous. Creative and extraordinary and unexpected. Lord knows you weren't expecting this evening. Remember, it comes with it, but it comes within people, and it is worth saving. It's not a theory. It's the beauty of the individual people that you know, that you love. You miss when they've gone. So I'm going to introduce the last speaker, and then we will come to the end of the most extraordinary reading that I've ever had anything to do with, and a list of authors that would make anybody happy if you only saw four or five of them. So give your very last extraordinary underneath the Waterston's Arches welcome for Selena Gordon!
Hasn't even been edited. It's written in capital letters and it's not written for any other moment except this moment. It will never be written or never be read aloud again. It's for tonight, it's for today, it's for you people that have made the effort to come and stand in the rain and listen to poetry and listen to writers outside Waterstone for crying out loud. It's like we planned it. So, this is a letter from me to you, written this morning in massive capital letters. I wrote it originally as a Facebook post, and then took it, and then didn't post it, and put it in the deleted Facebook where I think, well, I'm not going to post it. Did you do that? And, well, actually, I'm just going to share it with you, not fucking Facebook. I just didn't swear, sorry. This is the writer's rebellion calling. Can you hear the writers' rebellion calling? Yeah. I am here for this, and we are here for this. Calling all my bookish comrades, all the inky-fingered introverts, all the bespectacled publishers, calling all the writers. Are you here? Yeah. Calling the readers, the book lovers, calling all the wordsmiths, calling the poets, the spoken word artists, the ranters and raconteurs, calling the literati, calling all the publishers, the libraries, the bookshops, the teachers, the professors, working tirelessly to inspire young people to read and to write and to believe, to try to believe in a future where reading and writing and studying is worth it. Like there is a tomorrow. Calling all book groups and reading support groups, the people fighting to get more books into prisons and into immigration centres. Calling all creators of zines and all the pamphleteers. Calling all the indies and the DIY punk poets. Calling all of you, all of you, all of you. Calling all of you that love books. Do you love books? Yes! Calling all of you that love to read and spend hours tweeting and posting beautiful images of books. Hashtag Bookstagram. This is the Writers' Rebellion, and this is the first time we have come together. Are you here for this? Time is now. Today is the day we come together to write a better future. The Writers' Rebellion is today. I am here for this. We are here for this. Remember, you are powerful. You have the power. Remember that a book can inform and inspire and spark vital conversation and debate. Remember, your writing can change the path of history, sway public opinion and votes. Remember that. All I can say is I hope generations in the future will write about this time, the early 21st century, with some joy. I hope future writers will remember us and write that we did something good, that we made a difference, that we did not roll over and binge watch another episode of dystopian fiction on Netflix in a numb state of apathy. I want the next new young generation of writers to write with freedom. I want them to write with freedom that there is a tomorrow. The way I wrote when I was 14, because I thought there was a future when I was 14, but the 14-year-olds now don't have that same way of looking at the future now, do they? Do they? No. And I'm here for this, and we are here for this. The Writers' Rebellion. Because I know it is poetry and art that connects us all. That poetry can be a song and a prayer. That poetry sets an intention. That poetry is magic. Poetry is our shared language and common ground. A book can save a life. I have felt it and I have seen it. I've seen words fill a soul with empowerment and courage. And I'm calling on you all today, all of you that write, all of you that create worlds with your words, with your truth and your power. You can help to write a better today and a better tomorrow. Because if tomorrow is that bleak dystopia from our fiction heroes, from fiction books by Orwell and Huxley and Atwood, then as writers we have no choice but to write a better ending, to change the narration, to protest for this home we share, to protect the elderly and sick, the poor and the vulnerable, to stand up for the millions of people already affected by corporate greed and war, migration, famine, drought and flood. We are here for this. To protect our shared history and our ancestors' lands and the majesty of the cathedrals we have above us in the skies and beneath our feet in the earth and the bones of our dead and the architecture in the ocean and our forests. We must nurture all we have inherited and all that we will pass on and keep this world safe for now and for the generations to come. Are you here for this? Yeah. I am here for this. I write this today. Remembering that literacy is a gift, not given freely to all. I want us to remember that women make up 2/3 of the world's illiteracy and that not all women are permitted books and writing or a vote. And I want us to remember the silence women in countries that are the first to be affected by extreme weather, greedy corrupt men and the escalating climate emergency. Are you here for that? I am here because I don't want this world to continue to be a terrible nightmare, a bloody, awful, adapt- adaptation of 1984 and Brave New World and Handmaid's Tale rolled into one, but with a really badly written script and a low-rent cast with bad hair and shit makeup. I mean, who would cast Boris Johnson in the leading role of the movie in 2019? Not me, exactly. Are you here for this? The Writers' Rebellion. We are the Writers' Rebellion, and this is the first time we have come together, and I am here for this, and we are here for this, and we unite to write a better ending. This letter comes with hope and with courage. We must imagine a better world and fight for a better world, a world that we all deserve in real life and not just in fiction and not just in the dreams of this idealistic poet standing here before you now. I love clean air. I love clean water. I love justice. I love freedom. And I share this with love, grief, and fury.
Remember, tonight you cast a spell. That's what words do. In the bones of your body, in the flesh of your body, in the joy of your heart, in the joy of your mind, in your soul, in your spirit, you have cast a spell. Go home safe. Go home knowing you are not alone. Go home in power. Go home in strength. Go home maybe a tent across the road. I don't know, wherever you feel is home. Go home knowing you are part of something which is now in motion. The spell has been cast, and this is not the last that you will hear from XR or from the Writers' Rebellion. Thank you so much for being here and for being part of this.
And everybody, thank you to A.L. Kennedy. She has been small token. What else can we give you? No, it's the least. And thank you as well to the organisers, to Robbie. We need started this with just a tweet, where she said writers need to do a bit more. What can we do about it? Thank you to Kath Drake, who has been diligently keeping everyone organised. Thank you to Liz Jensen, who has enabled many of the writers to be here today. Thank you to Jessica Townsend, who has liaised with Extinction Rebellion and allowed us to have this space. And thank you to Chloe Rodriguez, who has also helped us to get so many of the writers here.
And thank you to James.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
And can I get one more thing? Guys, everyone else says Extinction Rebellion, but I think you deserve your own chance. How about Writers Rebel? Writers!